Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are on location here at Mrs. Delson's Farm Park for one reason. Warpurgis Night at Scare Kingdom Scream Park. So we're going to go in now. We can't give you any audio from inside the mazes, but as soon as we're out, we're going to chat to the gang. Everyone's here. We'll let you know what we think. See you in a moment. Right, so we are just on our way to Manor Mortis. What we're going to do is I think we're going to go through all three attractions. We've got Manor Mortis, Body Snatchers, and of course the infamous Psychomantium. And then what we'll do afterwards, I'll give you a big roundup of all the attractions here. Always love coming to Scare Kingdom. This event unfortunately having to be cancelled for Christmas, cancelled for Valentine's, and of course cancelled for Warpurgis and rescheduled for tonight. I'm with Pagan. How's it going, Pagan?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we're wearing masks, if you're wondering why we're a little bit muffled. Nice and safe and COVID secure here at Scare Kingdom. You excited?
Oh, very much. Honestly, to get to do an attraction at the minute.
Exactly. It feels like ages since we've done any scares. So we've just arrived here. It's a Malice in Wonderland theme. So, yeah, I think we're next in to go. So, just to give you a quick snippet of our thoughts, having just come out of Underland, the theme for this year's Manor Mortis. Highlight for me, the caterpillar. How cool was that caterpillar? I'm here with Ash from Scare Directory. How cool was the caterpillar? The
caterpillar was really good.
It was really cool. You enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really good. I like how it's longer when it's out of season.
Yeah, it's definitely more theatrical over scares, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, especially when you only hear there's two attractions, two main attractions, and then there's obviously the Psychomantium as well. Is everyone here doing Psychomantium?
Yeah.
Andy, you doing Psychomantium?
Hello.
We'll see. I'm here with my brother tonight, and he hasn't done many, so we'll get him in. Anyone else got any highlights from Underland before I give my proper review later?
Definitely the girl at the start, Devlin, I think her character name was. She was brilliant. She was absolutely brilliant.
She was sort of like doing three jobs at once. She was sort of hosting to get people in, doing the spiel at the beginning of the attraction, but also entertaining us outside the front as well. Definitely. Awesome. Loving it. So, so we're going to do next, we've got Body Snatchers. So we'll let you know what that's like when we get out. And then, of course, do Psychomantium as well. And then when I get back home, I'll give my full in-depth review. We're going to do a very, very mini scare cam as well. Obviously, at Scare Kingdom, it's a multi-part attraction. So there's not loads to be able to film outside, but they've got a lovely new complex right at the beginning. So I'll give you a few snippets of that over on Scare Cam, youtube.com/ScareTrack.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So I'm now back home to give my full in-depth review about Scare Kingdom Scream Park this evening. It's the early hours of the morning. It's over 2 hours to get to Scare Kingdom, but it's always worth the journey. It's always a different style episode to do as well, because it's a Scream Park, but it's ran in a multi-part style event, which means that there's very little queuing, which is awesome. But it also means that you literally, once you're in, you sort of go 1, 2, 3 if you do Psychomantium, and then you're out. So it's difficult to really record a full-on episode, record any video as well. We have put on a mini scare cam episode over on the YouTube channel, so go and check that out, youtube.com/scaretrack, and be sure to give us a subscribe whilst you're there as well, guys. Really do appreciate that. But you can check out a few visuals there. And yeah, we thought rather than
given just the snippets that we gave whilst on location, may as well drive home, get back here, really think about it on the drive home, and give you my in-depth review now. So first up, we had Manor Mortis. Now, we have to say, Manor Mortis, it's always beautiful, isn't it? I think we sound like broken records. But what I love about visiting this time is that I went with my brother. Now, he's only ever done maybe 2 scare attractions ever in his life. We're totally different, but get on really, really well. And I asked if he wanted to come join me tonight, and we met up with some other people. We met up with Scare Directory, Pagan from Park Scares and Glitter. And if you can hear a cat in the background, that's because they've obviously missed me this evening. But we all had an absolute blast, and yeah, we all agree that Manor Mortis is beautiful, and my brother came out absolutely blown away by the amount of theming. Scare attractions, that they're not his, you know, they're not his usual ideal night out. He, you know, I have to drag him to places kicking and screaming because he's not a huge fan of that sort of thing, and he came out and he was grinning like the Cheshire Cat from Wonderland. Honestly, he was just so amazed by how they thought of everything, and that's exactly what he said when he came out of me. They're like, they thought of everything. Every corner I looked in was themed. There was smells, there were lights, there was theming, there was characters. And he was blown away by it. And it made me, although we all know that Manor Mortis is beautifully themed, it made me love it again, if that makes sense. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Like, my brother, who's really not into theatre stuff, scares, all that sort of thing, came out going, wow, that was beyond impressive when it came to their theming. And he had a few nice scares in there as well. So it was a Alice in Wonderland style theme, really, for Manor Mortis. And it worked really, really well. First up, the characters in there, really cool, larger than life. A big shout out to the awesome Big Caterpillar. The way they managed to get that huge style costume over all the benches, all the pews in the church room was just really awesome. It's a shame that we can't film throughout these attractions, but part of me kind of likes that as well. We don't want to give too much away, but it just had an awesome, awesome visual. It was a very theatrical version. Manor Mortis, during these out-of-season events, is more theatrical. It lasts longer. It feels like you get more for your buck, you know, and it really works well, and the house really lends itself to some great theatrical pieces. Again, the actors are always on point at Scare Kingdom. You never find a weak actor. Always fantastic. There was a few hearing difficulties here and there, I have to be honest. If you were towards the back of the group, like myself and my brother were, there's the sound of Manor Mortis, it's kind of, there's a little bit of bleed from room to room, which is understandable, it's just the way it is. But because we have to wear masks, obviously the actors have to wear masks, which is great. Scare Kingdom's COVID controls, their, you know, COVID safety is second to none. It's really good. You know, you don't bump into any other groups like you might do at other scare parks. So their COVID controls are great, with the hand sanitizers as well, and the characters wearing their masks. But sometimes it does make it that little bit more muffled. Totally not their fault, but a few characters I struggled to hear completely, but still got the whole story and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. The finale in there, it's got the cool swamp effect, and it works really well. Again, that was something that my brother turned around to me. He's like, whoa, that was well cool. Like, because he's never seen something like that before. But I will say that Scare Kingdom, in their final room, do the swamp style effect really, really well. So really enjoyed that. Really fun experience. We then moved on straight to Body Snatchers, the Highgate Vampire. Body Snatchers is just awesome. We talk about how Manor Mortis is such a greatly themed maze, but you know what? Body Snatchers is pretty much up there as well. Just like all of Scare Kingdom scare mazes nowadays, actually, the theming in all of them is beautiful. I can't wait to get back this Halloween season. But yeah, it was a great introduction to the main characters, discussing the vampire that they basically is on the loose. We've lost it. It's not in the coffin anymore. We had to go and find it.
The characters in there were great. The first two rooms, very theatrical, really sets up the rest of the maze. And then the rest of the maze was actually very quite impact scare heavy. And we got loads of scares. It was really cool. The two guys at the beginning were great. The girl sort of halfway through that got us into the cellar, she was phenomenal. And some great scares in there as well. Fantastic sort of impact scares as you're going through the windy corridors of the funeral parlour. Really cool attraction. And that was it for a few people of the team. My brother didn't fancy doing Psychomantium. And that you feel like you get your money's worth in those two core attractions. You really do. It's like very different style. One that very theatrical. One quite impact heavy. But myself, I've got to go through Psychomantium. You can't go there and not. You know, it's like the forbidden fruit. It's like that drop tower at a theme park that you're terrified to go on, but you've got to do it because you're there. So we went into Psychomantium Dirty Weekend. Now we don't want to give too much away about Psychomantium. I think we've done quite well on the show since 2013, the first ever incarnation of Psychomantium, to not really give too much away. The idea is to not really let people know what exactly has happened in there. But it was a dirty weekend. You go in through as twos again. I've often done it as a one, but I went in with Miss Kate Monroe. She'd actually done it earlier in the night as well. I can see why she wanted to do it again. All I'm going to say is that it was very willy heavy. I definitely saw three penises as I went through that attraction. So it was very willy heavy, over boob heavy this time. And it was quite intriguing to see how we all reacted to that, actually. Now, Psychomantium, in case you're not aware of it, is a psychosexual horror scare experience. And it's very much grim, risque, dirty, sick style thing. Basically, it was dubbed the UK's sickest attraction by the Sun newspaper. That's a big deal, and it lives up to its name each and every time. But it's gone through the motions, and it has changed. I'd love to really discuss Psychomantium with some people from the park, actually, because when it first started, seems, I'm not going to say tame, but obviously, they weren't sure how far they could go. And way back then, they were doing things like golden showers and fingering bumholes. Pretend bumholes, I'd like to point out. But again, it was very psychosexual. And it was very in your face, close up and personal. You were tied to a gurney on the first one, you know. And then it sort of got even more sexual and more closer. I've had a nun, I think, riding me before. A woman with the boobs out and a pig mask riding me, been put into a coffin, had to fetch things out of toilets. So it got very much physical. Like, I think you've been put on, you'll be put in a wheelchair and taken here, there and everywhere. It then changed a little bit out of that to make it more sick with digesting stuff. There was a handful of attractions that were very much take a shot, taste this, force-fed that. There was only a few incarnations where that happened, but that's where I'm a very fussy eater. I know you're not supposed to enjoy the shot of excrement or whatever they've just given you. It's, or pretend, of course, but it tastes vile. But I don't even like ketchup. Do you know what I mean? I don't like spicy things. I don't like, I'm really boring when it comes with my palate. So Scare Kingdom meals in Psychomantium really were not what I was into. And although I enjoyed those incarnations, I'm kind of glad now that they've changed to a more visual, theatrical style of attraction. And that's purely been down to COVID. Obviously, they can't touch you. They can't get right in your face anymore. It's not a very good idea to be giving us things to eat and drink again because of COVID restrictions. And like I say, Scare Kingdom have done very well to adapt. And at Halloween, it was the first time they were running a Scare Kingdom, Psychomantium, COVID secure event. And I was concerned on how they were going to do it. And it was a very much, like I say, a promenade theatre of cruelty style attraction, and they've just pushed that forward for this year as well, and this season, and it works really well. But it was cool to sort of discuss this with the other people who were there. I mean, I was chatting to Ash and Stephen from Scare Directory. Pagan from Park Scares and Glitter was there. Miss Kate Monroe was there. Emma from Scream Camp and The Retreat as well. So lots of people within the industry. You guys might know a few of those names. And it was mad how us... This is going to sound like it's very... boys and girls, and it's not, it doesn't sound very progressive at all for the 21st century, and I don't mean it to be that way, but the girls, Pagan and Emma and Kate, really, really preferred last night, just because it was, it was basically throughout it, three lads having a proper joke and taking the mick and saying, look at her boobs wobble and things like that. So I think they really enjoyed the banter in that sort of experience from men with wiggling their willies about, if that makes sense. But and then me and Ash and Steve, we seemed to prefer the Halloween one when the girls weren't too sure about that one, because it was more you were making people do stuff. There was more of a moral dilemma, I feel, in the Halloween event, where, again, I don't want to give too much away, it's a little bit of a the less you know the better it is, but you were telling characters to do that to yourself when they shouldn't be doing it, or you were filming them being sexual when they were doing it against their will. It was very sick, very twisted, like Psychomantium is, but it had more of a moral dilemma, whereas last night's, well, tonight, it's now like 3 o'clock in the morning, it was much more having a joke because you're a dirty weekend away, really. It's quite simple, quite plain, but the beauty lies in its simplicity. It's just a little bit sick and twisted, and I hope Psychomantium's here for a few more years as well. So, yeah, looking forward to checking that out at Halloween when it's rain blow. So, something about a screwed up puppet show, and I love puppets, so hey ho, that's going to be awesome. I think that brings us almost to the end, really, of my review of Scare Kingdom Scream Park for this whole Purchase event. Sorry, it's just me rambling on, but I've had plenty of time to think about it in the car to give you my full in-depth review here on the podcast. Again, sounds, tech, lights, smells, theming, actors, scripts, it was all on point. It just really, really was on point. It's a park that's consistent, and consistency and scare mazes, scare attractions, they're a difficult... They don't go hand in hand all the time. Every run's going to be slightly different, which is understandable. That's the nature of the beast. But Scare Kingdom, they really do seem just to nail the consistency of attractions, because the scares are in certain places, and the monologues are obviously for a certain amount of time to make sure the queue moves really quickly. And yeah, it was just a fantastic night. Well overdue. It was great to get back to a scare event, especially one indoors in Scare Kingdom. You know, we haven't been able to go for Christmas or for Valentine's, so it was great to get back there. And I can't wait to get back there at Halloween. Tickets are now on sale, so click the link in the show notes below to go over to their website and get your tickets. And yeah, go and check out the Scare Cam as well. Just a very, very mini montage over on Scare Cam. That's youtube.com/scaretrack. Go and give it a watch.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
So there we go, folks. That brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast. A huge thank you to our sponsors there, UVE, and a huge thank you to you guys for listening to this episode. Really, really do appreciate it. Before we go, if you like your podcast, if you like talking all things haunt and horror related, go and check out our friends over in the States, the Haunted Attractions Network. Philip bringing out some fantastic content. Doing loads of stuff about the new Halloween Attractions Association's 3-year plan as well. So go and check that out. They're doing loads of cool stuff, really making waves at the moment. So yeah, head over there and check them out. Other than that, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrap podcast. Remember to be following us on all our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrap. I think we're going to be doing another top 10 video soon, so be on the lookout to give your vote for our next top 10 video. Very excited about that. But for now, that's it. A huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.